This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. Child protection from malaria varies dramatically across sub-Saharan Africa. A comprehensive analysis of malaria indicator surveys across 17 sub-Saharan African countries reveals stark disparities in malaria prevention and treatment access for children under 5 years. The study, examining data from multiple national surveys, identifies critical gaps in protective measures that leave millions of children vulnerable to this preventable disease. 17 countries analyzed in comprehensive malaria prevalence study across sub-Saharan Africa. Malaria prevention coverage varies widely across sub-Saharan Africa. Percentage of children under 5 with access to key protective measures by country. Best performing 85%, above average 67%, below average 43%, poorest coverage 28%. Source: Malaria Indicator Surveys, 2026, Georgian Medical Journal News. Rural children face greatest malaria risk. Children living in rural areas consistently showed higher malaria prevalence rates compared to their urban counterparts across all 17 countries examined. The research, published in Global Health Action, demonstrates that geographic location remains one of the strongest predictors of malaria risk among young children. Household wealth emerged as another critical factor, with children from the poorest families experiencing disproportionately higher infection rates. This pattern held true even after accounting for differences in healthcare access and prevention program coverage, suggesting deeper structural inequalities in malaria protection. Bed net distribution shows mixed results. Insecticide-treated bed nets, a cornerstone of malaria prevention, showed variable coverage across the studied countries. While some nations achieved near universal distribution, others lagged significantly behind World Health Organization targets for protective coverage. The analysis revealed that simply distributing bed nets does not guarantee their effective use. Several countries with high distribution rates still recorded elevated malaria prevalence, pointing to implementation challenges including net maintenance, proper usage education, and household compliance. This finding aligns with broader research on global health interventions that emphasize the importance of sustained community engagement. Healthcare access remains a critical barrier. Access to prompt diagnosis and treatment varied dramatically between countries, with some achieving rapid testing rates above 80%, while others struggled to reach even basic coverage targets. The study found that children in countries with stronger primary healthcare systems had significantly lower malaria prevalence rates, regardless of other socioeconomic factors. Mothers' education level consistently predicted better health outcomes for children across all surveyed countries. Higher maternal education correlated with increased likelihood of seeking timely medical care, proper use of prevention tools, and adherence to treatment protocols. These findings support investments in comprehensive prevention strategies that address both immediate health needs and underlying social determinants. Climate and seasonal patterns shape disease burden. Environmental factors, particularly rainfall patterns and temperature variations, showed strong associations with malaria transmission intensity across the study regions. Countries experiencing longer rainy seasons or higher average temperatures generally recorded higher pediatric malaria rates, highlighting the growing concern about climate change impacts on vector-borne diseases. The research identified seasonal peaks in malaria transmission that varied by geographic region, suggesting opportunities for targeted intervention campaigns. Understanding these patterns could help health systems optimize resource allocation and time prevention activities for maximum impact, according to experts from the National Institutes of Health. Children in rural households from the poorest wealth quintile had malaria prevalence rates up to 3 times higher than their urban, wealthier counterparts across all 17 surveyed countries. Research team Malaria Indicator Survey Analysis, Global Health Action, 2026. Key takeaways: rural children face a significantly higher malaria risk than urban children across all 17 countries. Studied household wealth and mothers' education levels strongly predict child malaria outcomes, BedNet distributional 1 insufficient without proper usage education and maintenance support. Climate patterns increasingly influence malaria transmission intensity and seasonal peaks. Frequently asked questions: which factors most strongly predict malaria risk in children? Rural residents, household poverty, and limited maternal education consistently emerged as the strongest predictors of malaria prevalence among children under 5. Geographic location showed the most dramatic differences in risk levels. How effective are bed nets in preventing childhood malaria? Insecticide-treated bed nets remain highly effective when used correctly and consistently. However, the study found significant gaps between distribution rates and actual protective coverage in several countries. What role does climate change play in malaria transmission? Rising temperatures and changing rainfall patterns are expanding malaria transmission seasons and geographic ranges. Countries with longer rainy seasons showed consistently higher pediatric malaria rates in this analysis. These findings underscore the need for integrated approaches that address both immediate malaria prevention needs and underlying social determinants of health. Successful malaria control programs must combine effective vector control measures with investments in healthcare infrastructure, education, and poverty reduction to achieve sustainable reductions in childhood malaria burden. Source: Determinants of Malaria Prevalence Among Children Under 5 Years of Age in 17 Sub-Saharan African Countries, Insights from Malaria Indicator Surveys.